弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace with you, brothers and sisters.
范长老平安。
Peace with you, Pastor James.
今天没有看到 Alex 长老吗？
I don't see Pastor Alex today.
好，我们大家一起来念一节圣经，大家一起来念。
Let's read this verse together.
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. 永远都是一样的。对神而言啊，神是没有时空的限制的。
God is unlimited with space and time.
他的昨天、今天、明天都是一样的。
Yesterday, today, and tomorrow are the same to Him.
创世以前和新天新地是一样的。
Before creation and the new heaven and new earth, they are all the same.
对神来讲，今天就是创世之前。
To God, today might be the same with before creation.
今天也是新天新地。
Today is also new earth and new heaven.
对我们人而言呢，这个时空是有限制的。
But to our human being,time and space are limited.
我们今天就是昨天和以前我们各种所作所为所决定的。
Today for our human being are the results of the actions from yesterday.
人的明天呢，就是我们今天所作所为所决定的。
Tomorrow to us is the results from today.
我们如何能够承前启后呢？
How do we inherit the past and usher into the future?
保罗给了我们一个很好的答案。
Paul gave us a very good answer.
我们请这个你来念一下。
Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it.But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
保罗的给我们的一个明确的答案就是，处理好昨天，就是要忘记过去。
Paul gives us a very clear answer in this passage, which is deal with yesterday and forget the past.
把握好今天，也就是努力面前。
Take advantage of today.
引导好明天，就是操作标杆之跑。
Guide tomorrow or go straight to the goal.
我们把它称作为灵命晋升的三个阶段。
We call it the three stages of deepening our spiritual life.
我准备用三次来讲。
I will talk about in three times.
今天呢，我们是讲这个灵命晋升的第一个阶段，忘记背后。
Today we'll discuss about the first stage, forget behind.
我们先谈谈记忆与遗忘。
Let's talk about memory and forgetting first.
记忆呢？是人们生活、学习和工作的基础。如果没有记忆的保存，人的任何生活、工作、侍奉就无从谈起，人的生活也就极为困难和没有意义。
Memory is the foundation of people's life, study, and work. Without the preservation of memory, there would be no way to talk about any study, work, or service, and human life would be extremely difficult and meaningless.
每个人的记忆是有好有坏的。
Everybody's memory is different.
取决于人的先天条件。
It's from your inner condition.
你的记忆好，你过目不忘，你的学习和工作就好。
If you have a good memory and your study and your work must be excellent too.
另外呢，后天的努力也非常重要。
But of course, work hard is very important too.
这是跟 这跟我们的方法、我们的习惯和我们的责任心是有关的。
It's related, of course, it's related to the method and habit and responsibility.
我们再谈谈遗忘。
Let's talk about forgetting.
长期以来呢，遗忘一般是被人看作是我们的人衰老的一个表现。
For the longest time, forgetting always is considered as a memory error or aging.
但是现在的科学家就意识到，遗忘对我们的大脑的正常运作是非常重要的。
But nowadays, a lot of researchers have realized that forgetting actually is very important in order for our brain to work properly.
这个大脑为了让我们的记忆功能能够正常的运作呢，人的大脑就必须要遗忘。
In order for memory to function properly, your brain has to forget.
记忆最根本的功能呢，是帮助我们来适应环境，它给了我们的业力而遗忘，可以让我们不断地更新业力，不断地进步。
The most fundamental function of memory is to help us adapt to the environment. It gives us experience, and forgetting allows us to constantly update our experience and make continuous progress.
遗忘是非常重要的。
Forgetting is very important.
我们再来看一个睡眠。
Let's look into sleep.
我借这个机会呢，给大家简单谈谈医学的知识。
I'll use this opportunity to tell you briefly about a little bit about medical knowledge.
大家想一想，我们为什么每天要花6到8小时睡觉，将近一天的1/3的时间呢？
Have you ever thought why do we need to sleep 6 to 8 hours every day, which is about 1/3 of the day?
大家觉得浪费吗？
Do you think it's a waste?
这个时间来做事不是更好吗？
If we can do something during this time, wouldn't that be wonderful?
睡觉对人体有三大功能。
Sleep has 3 main functions for the human body.
消除身体的疲劳。
First is eliminate physical fatigue.
它可以调节和增强我们的免疫。
Regulate and enhance our immunity.
它可以增强我们的记忆力、逻辑思维和情绪的处理。
Enhance memory, logical thinking, and emotional processing.
睡眠分四个阶段。
Sleep is divided into 4 stages.
我们每天的睡觉分四个阶段。
And our daily sleep can be divided into 4 stages.
第一个是入睡期。
The first stage is falling asleep stage.
第二个是浅睡期。
Second is light sleep stage.
第三个是熟睡期。
The third is deep sleep stage.
第四个是快速动眼期。
Fourth is rapid eye movement.
也就是我们的做梦期。
Which is also the dreaming stage.
我们来看一下这个睡眠的四个阶段。
Let's look into the 4 stages.
第一个是入睡期。
First is falling asleep.
看得清楚吧？
清楚吧？ Can you see well?
开始入睡比较容易被吵醒。
Now, during this stage, when you're just about to fall asleep, and it's easily being awaked.
第二个是浅睡期。
The second is light sleep stage.
逐渐的对外呢就没有什么反应了。
You gradually become unresponsive to the environment.
第三个是熟睡期。
The third is deep sleep.
这个时候呢我们的新陈代谢就开始把那个我们的新陈的一些杂质呢，把它清除掉了。
During this stage, it's our metabolism stage, and we are eliminating the waste from our body.
它可以增强我们的补充和增强我们的抵抗能力。
It can enhance or supplement our immunity.
第四个 快速动眼期。
The fourth is rapid eye movement.
它帮助我们记忆和情绪的调整。
It helps us in memory and emotional regulation.
每个，这是一个，这刚才是一个 circle， 是一个循环。
This is a circle.
大概一个晚上我们有四到六个循环。
Each night, there approximately will be four to six cycles.
每个循环大概是90分钟。
Each cycle takes about 90 minutes.
弟兄姐妹，我们大家要注意睡觉。
So brothers and sisters, we have to pay attention on the sleep.
它可以帮助我们有一个好的，能够恢复疲劳。
It will help us
恢复疲劳。
It will help us to recover from fatigue.
而且呢，它可以增强我们的免疫能力。
It can help us to improve with our immunity.
它可以增强我们的记忆力。
And improve our memory.
我们人的记忆长的可以有100年。
For human being, memory sometimes the longest can last about 100 years.
有的呢几天就忘了。
But to some people, sometimes they can forget within few days.
所以说我们一个正常的人呢，就是我们想办法怎么样把我们的记忆增强我们的记忆力。
So to a lot of human beings, we are doing many ways trying to enhance our memory.
要防止遗忘。
To prevent from forgetting.
我们现在来看看忘记与背后。
Let's look into forgetting and behind.
保罗要我们忘记背后。
Paul told us to forget behind.
什么叫忘记？
What is forgetting?
保罗在这个地方他说的忘记并不是让我们那个是自然的或是因为疏忽而产生的忘记，而是要让我们故意的忘记。
The forgetting mentioned by Paul here does not mean spontaneous or negligent forgetting, but deliberate forgetting.
大家讲讲故意忘记容易吗？容易不容易啊？
Is it easy to forget something on purpose?
我马上让你，我刚才说的话，你把它忘掉。
If I tell you what I want to forget what I just told you,
忘掉吗
？Can you forget about it?
能忘掉的举个手。
If you can forget purposely, raise your hand.
人不能够被强制的忘记，只能是自然的、慢慢的忘记。
We cannot be forcefully forgetting, but It's only naturally, slowly forgetting.
人的记忆，年轻人的记忆比老年人的记忆好。
The younger people's memory is much better than the older generations.
但是无论是什么年龄的人，与强烈情感有关的事情，比如积极的情绪和消极的情绪有关的信息，大脑是不容易忘记。
Regardless of age, the brain does not easily forget things associated with strong emotions, such as information about positive and negative emotions.
特别是情感上的问题，不容易忘记。
Especially emotional events, it's very uneasy to forget.
昨天中午你吃了什么？你还记得吗？
Do you remember what you ate yesterday lunch?
大家记得吗？
Do you remember?
可能有人记得，大部分人不记得。
Most of us probably forgot already.
你初恋的情况你还忘了吗？
Do you remember your first date?
大家有没有初恋过？
Have you had first date?
我有初恋过。
I did.
我就没忘记。
I didn't forget.
你忘了？
Did you forget?
不正常。
That's not normal.
除非这个人是老人失智症。
Unless you have Alzheimer's disease.
是不是这样？
Is that right?
神能不能做到？
Can God do it?
大家说是神是无所不能的。
We know that God can do everything.
神是不是可以忘掉？
Can God forget?
神能忘掉吗？
Can God forget?
大家说能不能
？Tell me if.
大家不敢讲。
You dare not to say it.
神不会忘。
God will not forget.
他要忘掉，他就是不是无所不能的了。
If He forgets, He's not the omniscient God.
我们来看一节经文，我也请你来念。
Let's read this Bible verse. This is the covenant I will make with them after that time, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts, and I will write them on their minds. Then he adds, their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more.
这个地方，它是讲的是我不再记着，这个是新译本。这个和合本呢，讲说我不再纪念。
In this new translation, it says, I do not remember, but in the NIV translation, it says, I.
还是这个英文还是一样的。
Okay, same with the English translation. I will not remember.
还是 remember no more.
Remember no more.
这个是比较合乎圣经的原文。
This remember no more actually is more, more proper for the original meaning of the Bible.
英文啊，这个是比较符合原文的。
Now the English translation is more in line with the meaning of the original text.
主在这个地方说我不再纪念的意思，他并不是他忘记了我们的罪。而是把我们的罪放在一旁，不再追问，不再追究。
When the Lord said, "I no longer remember," it was not that He forgot our sins, but that He put our sins aside and no longer questioned or pursued them.
他把我们的罪是放在每个人的生命册里。
He put our sins into the book of life.
哎，就是说档案袋里。
It's just like put into our portfolio.
把它封起来。
And he sealed it.
就不再去想，也不再去追问这件事。
He will no longer think about this and talk about this thing.
这个就是保罗所讲的忘记。
This is what Paul referred here as forgetting.
好，我们现在再看看忘记背后的背后。
Let's look into this behind.
什么是背后？
What is behind?
这个背后啊，它就是我们除了神的话、神的恩典、别人的帮助以及自己的责任之外，所有我们过去所做的一切。
The meaning behind is everything in the past except God's word, God's grace,help from others, and one's own responsibility.
我们为什么要忘记背后呢？
Why do we forget behind?
我们过去的事情啊，所做的事情分为两个方面。
There are two categories about the past.
有好的方面，有坏的方面。
There's good side and bad side.
我们要忘记好的方面，我们也要忘记坏的方面。
We are to forget the good side, but also we are to forget the bad side.
我们要忘记失败的事情。
We are to forget our failures.
我们也要忘记成功的事情。
We are to forget our success.
我们要忘记得祸的事情。
We are to forget the misfortunes.
我们也要忘记得福的事情。
We are to forget the fortunes too.
就是说，我们所做的事情，我们都要忘掉。
So whatever we did in the past, we are to forget them all.
为什么呢？
Why is it?
无论我们过去的好与坏，都会在我们身上产生消极的作用，阻拦我们前进。
It is because whether our past is good or bad, it will have a negative impact on us and hinder us from moving forward.
不忘记自己的失败和软弱，会使人灰心丧气。
If you cannot forget your failure or your weakness, it will make you discouraged and depressed.
我们就不能够前进。
Thus, we cannot move forward.
我们不忘记以往的成就，就会骄傲自满。
If you cannot forget your past success, then you will be prideful.
骄傲就会使人落后。
If you have pride, then you will fall behind.
一个被做沉重心理压力或目空一切的人，一定不能做好，一定不能为主做好工，无法过平安喜乐的生活。
A person who is under heavy psychological pressure or who is supercilious will certainly not be able to do the work of the Lord well and live a peaceful and joyful life.
忘记过去就是放下过去的一个重担，这样我们才能够轻装上阵。
To forget the past is to let go of all the burdens of the past, so we can move forward lightly.
放下容易不容易啊？
Is it easy to let go?
放下容易吗？
Is it easy to let go?
我看大家在摇头。
I see some,
把自己东西过去的做的好坏啊，都放下，不容易的。
Whether you did good or bad in the past,
我跟大家讲
It's not easy to let go.
我跟大家讲个故事。
I'll tell you a story.
一个和尚过河的事。
The monk crosses the river.
大家有人可能听过。
Some of you might have heard about it.
有个老和尚带着个小和尚云游四方。
There is an old monk, with a young monk, who are traveling.
现在我们这个假期了都外面去旅游了，他也在这旅游。
I know this is a summer break and a lot of us are traveling.
在这个路上呢，遇了一条河。
On the way, there is a river.
他看到有个女子呢，想过河。
So they see that a woman who wants to cross the river.
但是呢，她不敢过。
But this woman is afraid to cross the river.
这个老和尚呢，就主动地就背着这个女子呢，就淌过这个河。
So the old monk asked the woman to carry her across the river.
然后呢，就把这个女子放下了。
And then he puts down the woman after they cross the river.
他就跟这个小和尚呢，继续在赶路。
And the old monk and the young monk continued their journey.
这个小和尚呢，他一路就嘀咕。
The young monk keeps talking to himself on the way.
这个师父他怎么了？
What's wrong with my master?
他竟敢背一个女人。
He even carries a woman.
他一路走的一路想。
He walks and he thinks.
他终于忍不住了。
Finally, he cannot help himself.
他就跟师父说
So he says to his master,
你犯戒了
Master, you broke the precept.
犯戒了
You broke the precept.
怎么能够背女人呢
How can you carry a woman?
这个老和尚听了以后就跟他说
After he hears it, the old monk says,
我早已放下了。
I already let go.
你绝还放不下。
But you still cannot.
老和尚放下了。这个小和尚他心里头还没放下。
The old monk has already let go, but the young monk still can't.
这小和尚可笑吧
Is he funny?
可笑吧
Is the young monk funny?
我告诉你，我们就是这个小和尚。
I'm telling you, we are exactly like the young monk.
我们常常不管什么事情都放不下。
We often cannot let go.
不管好事放坏事都放不下。
Whether it's bad or good things, we cannot let go.
大家说对吧
？Is that right?
同意吧
？You agree?
放下不容易的。
It's not easy to let go.
往往是简单的问题，它就变成复杂化了。
If you cannot let go, even if it's the simplest problem, it will become very complicated.
圣经要我们遇事要拿得起放得下，才会有一个健康的心态，才能够轻装上阵，才能够有属灵的进步。
The Bible tells us that we must be able to take things up and let them go, so that we can have a healthy attitude and go into battle lightly and be able to make spiritual progress.
我们再来看第三个方面。
Let's discuss the third point.
饶恕。
Forgetting. A forgiven.
饶恕的概念是什么？
What's the concept of forgiveness?
我们刚才讲的啊，是我们所做的事情，我们要忘记，那个叫放下。
What we have talked earlier is we should forget what we have done in the past, which is let go.
现在讲的是别人伤害我们的事情，我们也要放下，这个叫做饶恕。
Now we're talking that if others hurt you and you let it go, you put it down, this is forgive.
刚才我们讲的是放下，现在我们来讲饶恕。
So earlier we talked about let go, now we're talking about forgiveness.
饶恕的含义是什么？
What is forgiveness?
饶恕是决定不再去想这件事。
Forgiveness is decide not to think about it again.
饶恕是绝不再谈论这件事。
It is deciding not to talk about it anymore.
饶恕是不让这件事情再伤害自己。
It is not letting this matter hurt you anymore.
饶恕是不再让这件事情成为你我之间的拦阻，从而影响你我之间的关系。
It is no longer letting this matter become a hindrance between you and me, thus affecting the relationship between us.
在圣经当中，饶恕有两个种类。
So in the Bible, there are two types of forgiveness.
我们读圣经，有时候我们有时候要分辨一下。
So when we read Bible, sometimes we need to be able to identify. There are two types.
第一个是有条件的饶恕。
The first is conditional forgiveness.
我们来看一些经文。
Let's read.
我来念这次。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。我们要认自己的罪。
We have to confess our sins.
得救的条件首先是要认罪。
The condition for salvation is first to confess our sins.
得救首先要认罪。
Is first to confess our sins.
这是饶恕的，是有条件的。
This is the condition for forgiveness.
我们再来念一节经文，我来念。如果你的弟兄犯了罪，你趁着和他单独在一起的时候要去指出他的过失来，如果他肯听，你就得着你的弟兄；如果他不肯听，就另外带一两个人同去，好使一切话凭两三个证人的口可以确定。如果他再不听，就告诉教会；如果连教会他也不听，就把他当作教外人和税吏吧。那么这个就是说，在关系方面和好，你要跟一个人要关系要和好，和好之前先要有悔改。
So this is referred to if you want to reconcile with somebody, you must first repent.
饶恕是有条件的。
So forgiveness is conditional.
第二个是无条件的饶恕。
Second is unconditional forgiveness.
我们大家一起来念。
Let's read this all together.
耶稣对他说：“我告诉你，不是七次，而是七十个七次。”我们大家再一起再念。耶稣说：“父啊，赦免他们， 因为他们不知道他所
谓的是什么。For they do not know what they are doing.
这个是无条件的。
This is unconditional forgiveness.
无条件的饶恕是不需要对方参与的。
The unconditional forgiveness, you don't need the other party involvement.
也就是说，对方悔改不悔改都没关系。
Which also means whether they repent or not, it doesn't matter.
我要问大家。
I want to ask you all.
有条件的饶恕难呢，还是无条件的饶恕难呢？
So which one is harder, conditional forgiveness or unconditional forgiveness?
哪个难？
Which one is harder to do? Conditional or unconditional?
再说一遍。
Say it again.
无条件的难，为什么呢？
Why is it unconditional?
因为有条件是取决于对方。
Because conditional is up to the other party.
无条件的呢是取决于我们。
Unconditional forgiveness is up to yourself.
是不是啊？
Is that right?
我最难了。
Because I'm the most difficult one.
世界上最难的就是我。
The most difficult one in this world is me, myself.
我讲的是我，也就是讲的是你。
I'm talking about myself, it's also you.
你可以选择 不饶恕。
You may also choose not to forgive.
你不饶恕的结果是什么呢？
But what's the result of unforgiveness?
对方一直生活在你的意识和潜意识里，每想起一次就被伤害一次。
So the result of unforgiveness is that the other party has always been living in your, in your conscience, a consciousness or subconscious mind. And every time you think of it, it will hurt you.
这就意味着伤害你的人呢，他的次数与你想起他的那个次数是一样多的。
So this also means whoever hurts you as much as...He or she hurts you as much as you think about him or her.
如果对方是侮辱了你、啊、或者是说伤害的你，你呢，这个事情已经过去了。
If somebody hurt you in the past.
但是呢，你一想起来，你自己一想起来的话呢，那就是好像他还在继续的在伤害你。
But whenever you think about it again, it is hurting you again.
你也可以选择饶恕。
You can also choose to forgive.
饶恕就是拒绝让对方伤害你过后呢，继续再伤害你。
Forgiveness means refusing to let the other person hurt you once and then continue to hurt you.
你饶恕了别人，实际上呢，是对自己有好处的。
And once you forgive somebody,it's actually beneficial to yourself.
但是这点我们往往很难做到。
But it is very hard for us to do.
这是讲一个真实的事。
Let me share with you a real story.
卢刚大家还记得吧？
I don't know if you remember this person, 卢刚。
听说过卢刚的举个手。
Can you raise your hand if you heard about it?
这些都是留学生。
You are used to be foreign students.
卢刚是北京大学物理系的一个学生。
卢刚 used to be a student from Beijing University in the Department of Physics.
1985年，他进到爱荷华大学物理系和天文系。
In 1985, he went to Iowa University, majored in physics and astronomy.
1991年获得了博士学位。
He received a PhD degree in 1991.
1991年11月1号下午3点半。
In 1991, on November 1st, 3:30 p.m.
卢刚拿着枪。
Lugang was holding a gun.
他就进入了物理系的大楼。
He went into the physics building in Iowa University.
他在不到二十分钟时间，他一共向六个人开的枪。
In less than 20 minutes, he shot six people.
他是有目标的。
He shot them purposely.
除了一个女学生被击中了脊椎，全身瘫痪，颈部以下瘫痪以外呢，其他的那个六个人全，其他五个人全死了。
Except one female student survived, but paralyzed from neck down. The other five were all dead.
这个五个人当中有他的博士导师。
Which included his professors?
有物理系的系主任。
The dean from physics department.
有大学的副校长。
Vice principal.
同时还有个跟他同时毕业的，获得博士学位毕业的中国留学生。
And also there was one Chinese student who also received the PhD degree at the same time with him.
以后呢，卢刚呢就自杀，身亡了。
Lu Gang killed himself after this.
所以说他一共死了六个。
So there were six people died totally.
那个打伤的那个人呢，十七年以后也死了。
The paralyzed, student, she also died seventeen years later.
这个杀人的动机是什么呢
？So what was his motivation of killing so many people?
卢刚他认为，他被杀害的那个中国学生。
So Lu Gang thought.The Chinese student he killed.
这个人呢，他比他强，他毕业的时候得到了学校的荣誉奖状。
That Chinese student received honor at the graduation.
他之所以能够得到这个荣誉奖状呢，是因为教授包庇他。
The Lu Gang thought.The reason that the other Chinese student received the honor was because of the professor's favoritism.
嫉妒。
So, because of his jealousy.
Envy.
The what?
Envy.
Envy.
Envy. 不是 jealous. Jealous 和 envy 还有点区别。哎 ,jealous 有点羡慕。Envy 就是仇恨的意思、哦、这个它有点区别。被杀的这个副校长，他叫安妮，就叫安妮吧。被杀的校长叫安妮。
Vice principal, her name was Annie.
她是一个传教士的女儿。
She was the daughter of a missionary.
她是生在中国的。
She was born in China.
在为安妮副校长举行葬礼的时候
，during the funeral for Miss Annie，
安妮的三个兄弟通过媒体发表了一封致卢刚家人的信。
So Annie's three brothers sent a letter to Lu Gang's family through social media.
我呢摘要了几句话。我摘要了几句话告诉大家。
And I gave a summary.
我们愿意在这一沉重的时刻向你们，就是卢刚的家人们，伸出我们的手，请接受我们的爱和祷告，祈祷。
They said in the letter, we would like to extend our hands to you, which is Lu Gang's family, at this heavy time.Please accept our love and prayers.
我们清楚地知道，此刻如果有一个家庭正承受比我们更沉重的悲痛的话，那就是你们一家。我们想让你知道，我们与你们分担这一悲痛。
We know fully well that if there is one family grieving harder than ours at this moment, it is yours.We want you to know that we share this grief with you.
让我们一起坚强起来， 并相互支持，因为这一定是安妮的希望。
Let's be strong together and support each other, because this is, must be what Annie would hope, so, hope, for, hope to.
他们饶恕。
They forgive.
饶恕是神的心愿。
Forgiveness is God's will.
这封信是爱主的三个兄弟在圣灵的感动下所成就。
This letter was written by, this, by the, these three brothers who loved God very much, and they were written under, it was written under the spiritual influence.
一般的人是做不到的。
Regular people might not be able to do it.
弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters,
我们做到吗？
Can we do it?
做得到吗？
Can we do this?
我们如何忘记背后，也就是放下和饶恕
？How do we forget what is behind? Let go and forgive.
第一个，我们要依靠圣灵。
First, we have to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们人是软弱的。
We are weak.
我们常常无法放下自己，也无法去饶恕别人。
We are unable to let go and forgive others.
我们只有依靠圣灵。
We have to depend on Holy Spirit.
第二个，我们依靠神的话。
Second, we have to rely on the Word of God.
我们大家再来一起来念。
Let's read this verse together.
你们饶恕人的过犯，
people,
你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。
Your Heavenly Father will also
你们不饶恕人的过犯。
But、
你们天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
Sins, your fathers will not forgive your sins.
我们不饶恕人，神就不听我们的祷告，这是一件严重的事。你我必须要饶恕人的过犯。
If we do not forgive each other,God will not hear our prayers. This is a serious matter, and you and I must forgive the transgression.
弟兄姐妹，我们是不是常常祷告？
Brothers and sisters, do we always pray?
神是不是每次都应允我们的祷告？
Does God answer your prayer every time?
为什么？
Why?
原因很多。
Many reasons.
有一个原因就是你没有饶恕人。
First reason is because you have not forgiven others.
阿们吗？
阿们。
声音大点。阿们。
Be louder.
我们要饶恕人。
We
饶恕人，神才听我们的祷告。
Once we forgive others, God will hear our prayers.
第三个，要尽上自己的责任。
Third is to fulfill your responsibilities.
我们大家来做个游戏。
Let's play a game.
大家举起双手来。
Let's raise our hands.
每个人都举。
Everybody.
伸出两个手指。
And open two fingers only.
先把它并起来。
You close them.
然后再把它分开。
Then separate them.
好，我们在分开的时候，我们大家一起喊 Hi, 好不好？来，
When we
我们先并拢，
them, let's say hi.
然后分开。
Hi.
Hi. 再来一次。
Do it again.
分开。
Hi.
Hi.容易不容易做
？Is it easy？
容易吧。
Easy。
我们伸出四个手指。
Okay, let's open four fingers.
我们先并拢，在分开的时候，分开的时候呢，这个食指跟中指呢在一起，然后这个无名指跟小指在一起。
So when you separate the second and third finger has to be stick together, and the fourth and fifth finger have to be stick together.
我们先并起来。
Let's put it together.
分开的时候我们喊 hi, 好。
When we separate,
分开
hi.
hi. 容易做不容易做
Is it easy?
Yeah. 啊
Is it easy?
Easy 吧。Easy 的举手。
Can you raise your hands if it's easy for you?
很少。
Very few.
不容易的举手。
If it's uneasy for you, raise your hands.
我跟你讲，有的大概就做不成。
Some of you probably can barely do it.
为什么？
Why is it?
大家想为什么？
Why is it?
这是一个习惯的问题。
This is about habit.
我们常常做这个手指啊，这个是什么？非常习惯都做。这个手指大家做不做？
We often separate two fingers. It's our habit.
我看你是没事干了。
But when you have to separate the four fingers, you probably don't do it often. If you do it often, you're probably bored.
上个主日刘长老讲到了习惯。
Last Sunday, Pastor Alex talked about habits.
讲得非常好。
Very excellent topic.
但以理之所以能够成就神的大事呢？
The reason that Daniel can complete God's matter.
因为他从小就养成了亲近神的属灵的好习惯。
Because he had the habit ever since he was a little child. The habit is to be close to God.
俗话说，习惯决定性格，性格决定命运。
There's an old saying that habit decides character, and character determines destiny.
这句话对不对？
Is it,
对不对？
Is it true?
这句话对。
It's very true.
但以理就是一个好榜样。
Daniel is a good example.
因为他有好习惯，他所以他是有一个好命运。
Because he has a good habit, that's why he has a good destiny.
但是改变一个坏习惯是不容易的。
But to break a bad habit is not easy.
建立一个好习惯也是不容易的。
It's also same. It's also hard to establish a good habit.
刚才我们那个游戏啊，实际上你多做做，你就可以就不感到就不困难。
The game we just played, if you do it often, it won't be hard for you.
我为了讲这个道，我在家里头练了半天。
In order to talk about today's message, I practice a lot at home.
现在习惯了。
Now I can do it freely.
这说明什么呢？习惯是可以改变的。
That tells us that habit can be changed.
所以说放下过去，饶恕他人来改变我们的生命，也是可以做到的。
So it tells us that let go the past and forgive others. It's doable.
放下过去，饶恕他人也是可以做到的。
It is possible to do, to let go of the past and forgive others.
关键是在于要靠圣灵，靠神的话，我们要有愿望，我们要有信心，我们要有意志，更重要的是我们要有行动，要尽上我们的责任。
The key is to rely on the Holy Spirit and the Word of God.We must have the desire, faith, will, and action to fulfill our responsibilities.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 我们就大家一起来做个祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray together.
神通过今天的信息告诉我们。
Through today's message, God tells us.
信主后，我们要成为一个新造的人。
After we believe in Jesus Christ, we are to become a new person.
要成为一个神所喜悦的门徒。
We need to be a disciple who's pleasing in God.
首先我们就要忘记背后。
First, we need to forget what's behind.
就要放下我们过去所做的一切。
We have to let go, the past.
要饶恕别人伤害我们的事情。
We ought to forgive others, especially if they hurt us in the past.
要做的这件事情是很艰难的。
This is very difficult to do.
我们必须天天地亲近神。
We have to be close to God daily.
经历神。
We have to experience God daily.
依靠圣灵的大能。
We have to rely on the power of Holy Spirit.
遵从神话语的带领。
We have to obey God's word.
同时我们也要刻苦地磨练。
And at the same time, we have to practice ourselves.
付上自己的代价
，and we have to pay our own price.
为主做美好的见证
，we have to be the wonderful testimonies for God.
愿荣耀归于天上的父神
May all the glories belong to our Father in heaven.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.